Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. D, she's out getting breakfast right now, man. She's on a breakfast run. She had to do what she had to do. And she's going to hook both of us up, man. D, can't wait till you get here and see what you got on deck, man. Today, we're talking taxes with Marquita Miller-Joshua, straight from Five Star Tax and Business Solutions, trying to get your papers right for 2026. Also, we got your TMG on the way. And of course, we got your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes. But it's Wednesday, and I'm feeling, good. Let me stretch out, cause, yeah. Hump it out, come on, hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me
do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Question those who claim to be experts. Question what's labeled as conventional wisdom. Experts can be just as mistaken as anyone else. That's especially true when they refuse to show their work. Don't reject purported expertise out of hand necessarily. Do be wary of proclamations that have little to no supporting evidence. At a fundamental level, truth and reality are objective. Yet the same underlying fact can be interpreted in many different ways from many varying perspectives. Trust your own experience and the values you've spent your entire life accumulating. When something seems to be a deception, it probably is. Truth has a certain feel, a degree of integrity that you've learned to recognize, and it can withstand endless scrutiny. Listen to the experts, but also do your own research and prioritize your own best instincts. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 37, and currently it is 29, cloudy skies at Village West. Nicki Minaj is making a few of her comments clear that she is not transphobic.
Like that song, I felt like it was like...
I want to make it clear, I personally don't have an issue with the trans part of the LGBT at all. I am the biggest advocate for adults being able to do whatever the heck they want to do. When it comes to children, I wouldn't even allow my 17-year-old daughter to get breast implants because we all know the brain is not developed.
Nobody believes anything you talk about. Because if that were the case, why are you aligning yourself with a group of people who clearly hate this group of people? So
that's a good point.
I don't understand the logic in it, D.
That's a good point. Now, G Herbo, the clip I accidentally played earlier. Well, him and Tyena, of course.
You didn't do that, I did.
Well, I mean, it is, it's on me. But They've been deeply in love, and it's so cute to see. But G Herbo actually sits down with Ella Mai and talks about how her song, Little Things, reflects on his relationship.
Like, that song, I felt like it was, like, autobiography to my life a little bit. And it is the little things, the small things, like, on both sides of the relationship. Not even no shade to my mom. Like, the stuff that she does in the household, I never experienced mm-hmm. that growing up. Like, my mom didn't do the things that she do for me for my dad. I'm just being completely honest. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I gotta appreciate that. I don't take it for granted at all.
I Aww. Love seeing him in his simp era. I mean, he was
don't
a simp.
Do that.
He was a simp before when he was with Ari, but I love seeing him in this, you know, this new light.
Aww.
It's good for him.
Are we gonna hear G Herbo on the remix to this right here? You
every
know what
day
saying?
Some new. That would be interesting. I don't know how they would. I mean, they could blend. I mean, I don't know,
man. He be all beat a little bit.
I don't feel like he that offbeat no more. Or maybe I'm just so used to it. I can't tell. Yeah. You know, people do say that you date people like your parents, or you might date like certain things. I know he mentioned how his mom didn't do some of these things, but I'm assuming his mom still has some characteristics that Taina has as well.
I probably could write a whole book on that topic you just mentioned right there.
Yeah.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems.
Good news yesterday, D, as Mayor Lucas was reporting on the scene live at Parade Park as demolition crews had began to finally do what was promised, what was going to be done to Parade Park, to tear it down and renew it.
Hi, Kansas City. It's been a long time coming. We're seeing demolition at Parade Park. We're seeing demolition at the former Robeson School in South Kansas City, old JCC, Kansas City Middle School for the Arts. We promised that we would see progress on the development around our community. Sometimes progress has taken too long, but we're seeing hundreds of millions of dollars of new investment here on the east side. We're seeing it in southeast Kansas City, and we look forward to more. Thank you to all of you who have been with us to fight to make sure we can see more of this happen. We look forward to more progress ahead and an end to the nuisances that we've had in our communities for too long.
And the nuisance he's speaking of is those fires. There's been 12 fires at Parade Park since Thanksgiving.
Jeez.
So that's only about 3.5 months or so.
That's
or whatever.
A lot. Yeah. You attended Paul Robeson, right?
I sure did. Mm-hmm. I got memories at Paul Robeson as they're tearing that school down. Mm-hmm. And yeah, not so good memories there. Mm-hmm. I got
yikes. I'm thinking it was gonna be.
No. So I went to Paul Robeson, y'all. Let me hurry up. And 98, I was in the eighth grade because mm-hmm. Bingham, the school I had previously went to, was closing.
That. Okay.
So and Bingham is tore down too. Mm-hmm. Daddy
and
took
getting
me.
Rid of all your schools, ain't they?
A little bit, yeah. Sign of the times, man.
Yeah.
My pops took me out of Paul Robeson by the halftime of the school year. About this time of the school year, mm-hmm. my pops took me out, and that's when I started to go to Paseo. Because Paul Robeson had a reputation of being one of the more challenging, we'll say challenging schools at KCPS back in the day. So shout out to all my Paul Robeson soldiers. If you went to Paul Robeson, or if you went to Southeast, or if you went to Central, use a real one.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
The Metropolitan Community College, they have launched the KC Guarantee. This is an initiative designed to make college more accessible and affordable by guaranteeing up to 2 years tuition-free education for eligible students. Beginning this year, MCC will pilot the KC Guarantee program in 3 Kansas City school districts, Center, Grandview, and Hickman Mills. So this goal is to invite additional districts, institutions, and regional partners in the future through KC Guarantee. Students will be guaranteed a paid path through college. And so it's made possible through public-private collaborations, including $1 million from Jackson County Nonprofit Partnership Grant awarded to the MCC Foundation to support this pilot. This is something that is needed, some good news in our city. And I want to impart this to young people, because you said before the break, I wish we had this when I was, you know, in college or whatever. I'll say this. I was a foolish 17-year-old because there was a program similar to this where they were giving students at Kansas City, Missouri School District some free hours of
So like credit hours. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I had an opportunity to get like 9. Mm-hmm. I think I just kind of was like waved it off. I'm like, I'm too good for that. I'm about to go to Northwest Missouri State.
I get that.
I don't.
We all thought that at that point. You know what I mean?
And I wasn't doing my math, D, because even back then, a college hour was like $150. It might be $300 or something now. Mm-hmm. So if you do the math real quick, if you get 9 of those, 9 times 150, that's like, I don't know, I'm doing quick math here, so don't judge
me. Okay, Myron D.
$1,500 in scholarship money or something they was giving away. Mm-hmm. So you knock off them general education classes, which holds a lot of people back from graduating college, the better off you'll be. So
take heed to that, y'all.
I say all that to say, take advantage, like these just said.
Yeah, we've been at MCC a couple times at the Penn Valley location, and we saw some of the high school students that were actually taking those credit hour courses and stuff. So keep on doing it, and if you're not doing it, we're telling you right now from two people that have attended school, please make sure
you do it.
So
let's say don't try, Greg. Do.
Yes, please do.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
We want to thank all the cousins for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, whether you're on the app or you're doing it the traditional way in your car. Tuning in to Hot 103 Jams. We love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, because we know and we realize.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided to be with us.
I like that, D. Okay. Pause.
That was not pause necessary.
I know.
Ridiculous.
You made me this way.
Pause. That was crazy.
Hey, yo. All right. Shout out to all our cousins in the Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate you. Shout out to Anastasia Jackson. She said she's going to be working in OP today. She was saying, can somebody bring her some chicken? Since we going to be in the opposite part of town.
Ain't cousin. Out there.
But we do have some, we do have another Soul Food Tour spot on next week that'll be in or nearby Overland Park. So make sure you check out KPRS.com for that full on calendar, as in things are still being added to that list.
They got seasoning out there.
I don't know why you think that. OP be having some great food. Especially if you're trying to get some culture. I'm just letting our cousins know.
Don't be making me the enemy of OP.
Nah, this your fourth offense. All right, up next, more cousins are still texting in. Shout out to Rita Frazier, sending us some love. Shout out to Terrell, Teshna, getting these names right. Uh-oh. Woodard, Lucy N.B. Woodard, that was sent from Denisha. Happy Hump Day was sent over from Stacey Davis. Hey, cousin. Shout out to Rich Harris, always texting and hitting us up. We appreciate you so much. Happy Hump Day back to you. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
Appreciate you, man.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724, high of 38. Currently, it is 30 cloudy skies in Olathe. I don't know if you've been seeing what's been going on in the news, B, but Rashana Lanfair, who was known publicly as Jane Doe back during the Chicago R. Kelly trial, who was violated when she was 14 years old, well, she sat down for her first TV interview with CBS Mornings.
I was empty, very confused, and I was embarrassed. Why not tell the truth in 2002 or 2008 when there was finally a trial after 6 years?
That's one of my biggest regrets. But again, when I have been trained and groomed since I was age 13, I started believing the lies that I was telling.
Very tragic and unfortunate. I know she is working on a memoir. And so I'm sure more about all those things that happened when she was a minor are probably going to come out. Other news that relates to that. Gospel singer Kim Burrell spoke on forgiveness in regards to Diddy and R. Kelly.
People like Diddy and Kelly, they may have their details and whatever the news or whatever may reveal. They're my brothers before all of that happens. And I don't know how to detach from my love for them and waiting for a better day.
You don't know how to detach? From that? Seriously? I get forgiveness. I understand all that, but it's like some of this stuff, man, it's unforgivable. Where are we going with this?
And that was the question I wanted to ask, because I just feel like you and I have had this conversation a lot of times off air. And one with Kim, forgiveness doesn't mean you don't hold that person accountable. And to me, those things kind of coexist. I'll let you deal with that when you talk to God. But am I going to, I don't know. But the question I do have for you, does our community protect the people that we really shouldn't, but get outraged at others? And I feel like that's a consistent thing. Because it's like, why are people more outraged about celebrities who are on the wrong side of history of politics, but not the same when it comes to people that are actually abusing minors and beyond? Two wrongs don't make a right.
You ain't told a lie.
I didn't.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
It's tax time. I was happy last week, D, because Rod sent the email talking about with the W-2s is right there in the cupboard. Mm-hmm. I ran up here and got mine. And if you're like me and you really want to get your paperwork done, you want to get it done early, now is the right time before April 15th. Because it is tax season. Get your furs, get your minks, get your new car payments on deck, because it is on and cracking. And we're talking 2026 taxes with Marquita Miller Joshua, straight from Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. How you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Happy tax season to all. We are in the season of taxes.
I know you got your brain and your phalanges is working overtime this
we know you putting in some
this
OT.
Time of year. But I want to talk about a few new things that are going on with the taxes. One, with Trump's big, beautiful bill, how would that affect regular Kansas Cityans, Marquita?
You know, there are some things that are impacted in this tax bill that I want to dig into a little bit, because there's some misconceptions. People are thinking, you know what, overtime, that means it's completely tax-free now. No, that does not mean that. It means that overtime, you're not paying federal income tax. If the federal income tax is waived on qualified tips and overtime income, but that's not your Social Security, that's not your Medicaid, that's not the state taxes. And so you still will see those being withheld on your paycheck, but there is an adjustment of the federal income tax that is waived from that standpoint. And then the other one that people are calling about nonstop is that I don't have to report my tip income anymore. They're thinking, oh, tips is good, it's on me, I don't have to report that. That is incorrect. You still must report all tip income, even cash tips. Tips that are paid to your employer, the IRS requires that, but there is a deduction after it is applied and reported that you're able to take advantage of from that standpoint. And so it's up to $25,000, but it doesn't mean I don't report it from that standpoint. People are also thinking overtime pay will automatically be deducted. Point of clarification again, if you do your own taxes or your tax professional, you must claim that deduction for overtime on your return for the 2025 tax return. Some of the W-2s are not going to show what the overtime amounts are, so you want to make sure you grab your last pay statement, your pay stub, if you're an employee, so that it should break it down on the pay stub, and you're going to need to turn that in when you get your taxes done, or if you're doing it yourself, you need that for the calculation. That third party. Now it's going to make it easier next year because those will be reported on forms from that standpoint. So it's just important to make sure that you're handling that and you don't overlook it because you're thinking it's something that's going to automatically happen. But no, you got to reconcile that with your tax professional. And there are certain occupations that only qualify. People give me tips. Guess what? I don't get that because I'm not in the occupation that is accustomed to getting tips. I'm accustomed to getting tips, but they don't want to recognize that. So I can't take that deduction. That's something that you got to make sure. There is a list that the IRS has provided about who can get tips. The other one that is big, the child tax credit refund is for everyone. Everyone is excited about the child tax credit refund because it has increased.
Everyone.
From what it's previously been. But here's the catch about it. The child tax credit is partially refundable. If you owe zero taxes, you may not get the full amount of the refund unless you qualify for like the additional child tax credit. So, and there's still income phase out. So if you make a higher amount of income, you may phase out of that. It may not automatically get it. And so there's some hype that's there, but then there's also what we call that. Did you read the fine print? But wait, there's more. There is always more from that.
Question for you, Marquita. I think sometimes people forget that Uncle Sam likes to be in all of our business. Uncle Sam don't care just about your main income, but your side hustles too. So what do people with those side hustles, like whether they're Uber drivers, content creators, DJs like Brian and I, what do we need to know before filing?
Oh, great question. You're absolutely right. People are thinking, you know, do I have to file that? Or if I only make a certain amount, or I didn't make a profit, so I don't need to file it at all. No, if you made $400 period before expenses, then you have a filing requirement for that. That's number one. Number two, you want to take the time
you're
to go
just
through.
Ruining Deanna's day right now, Marquita.
Hit after hit after hit. No, I'm just playing.
I know. And so, but you want to make sure that you are looking at your expenses. And so that's why it really is important. I always say good tax preparation cannot happen unless there's good tax planning. And planning season is the year before, but no matter, go back and look through your records so you can have an accurate account of what you spent money on related to the business. And so that you have it. Because of it, I see people that will say, oh, I saw one yesterday. I made $3,000 and I got $23,000 worth of expenses. Make that make sense to me. Mm. Like, who spent $23,000 and you only made $3,000? That is a red flag. Somebody's going to be an orange, and I like orange, but it's not going to be me. So it's got to make sense from the standpoint. Can you spend more money than you've made because you're starting a business? Absolutely. There are times in startup that you've got to invest in the company. But by the same token, it needs to make sense. But there are some deductions that people often overlook that are in gig economy business. That's mileage. You want to track your miles. But one mistake that people make is they think that if they're, let's say they're self-employed, they count mileage going to everywhere. Everyone has to go to a place of employment and back. So employees don't get to deduct that. So business owners don't get to deduct their first stop and their last stop. So you want to make sure you're accurately counting your mileage. It's all fun and games when the refund's on the line until you get a notice in the mail. And then the person that told you all these great things that met you on the corner that said that they got you and you paid them all this money and you can't find them. You need to make sure if you're utilizing tax professionals that they are qualified, they stay up on their tax laws so that way they can stand behind the work that they're doing, because you don't want them to also be phantom people that you can't get support when you're needed from that standpoint. Yes, there's going to be a change on the reporting of the tax forms that go in. So like DoorDash, Uber, they send those tax forms automatically to the Internal Revenue Service. Uh-oh. They know what they gave you. But what they don't know is what expenses that you have. So make sure that you are tracking that. And so if there's ever a question, you know, you just want to be able to prove it. And hey, a lot of those have expenses. I see a lot of Uber drivers that spend more than what they actually make, and they're truly tracking their expenses. To hit the real hot button is all of these, you know, the media personalities and the things that you're doing and you're getting your influencer. And so here we go. I have people coming. I want to deduct all my wardrobe, my hair, and my nails.
They've been going to take me too many trips to the Macy's, huh?
So many trips to the Macy's. The IRS has rules about uniforms. Can a prudent person wear what you purchased for in every day, then that's not a uniform. But if you get your logo, see, tax preparation and planning are different. But if your logo's on the items and it's branded because that is part of your brand, that makes it different. And so it's always important to make sure that you read the fine print, because we can hear little bits and pieces and get really excited and think that, you know, I'm deducting my whole wedding because everybody's coming to my wedding and I'm a personality.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
It's content.
She said it. I didn't say it. Y'all don't got to be mad at me. She said it.
Such a wealth of information. Marquita, if our cousins need to get a hold of you for some of your tax services, how can they do that?
They can give us a call at Five Star Tax and Business Solutions, 816-444-0004. That's 816-444-0004. We have been around for 26 years.
Hey,
the same
congrats.
Phone number for 26 years.
Hey.
And so in the community, active in the community, would love to talk to my cousins and them, and let's get these taxes done. And if you got tax problems, and maybe you're like, tax season doesn't sound really exciting to you because you haven't filed a few returns and some people looking for you with three letters, I can help you. Let's make this the year you get a true fresh start, get some resolution, get the things filed and behind you so you can exhale and not be worried.
I know that's right. 26 years of business. You only 50 years behind Carter Broadcast Group. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that. Marquita Miller, Joshua, we appreciate you always for coming on and sharing your knowledge. Have a good one, and please continue to be a blessing.
Thank you so very much. You guys have a great day.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
That's that Billy Porter hot breath right there.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. What did he do? Oh. I just saw that clip like 30 minutes ago. Well, back to what's the word? All right. The word for the day is scan. Have you heard that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've mentioned it before. It's actually something that me and my cousins back in my hometown, we was saying when we was 10, we was saying that to the teachers. That was a word we said all the time, is scan.
That's going to be fun.
So a little bit of context. It just means somebody is scandalous. Like, you just did something that's really like, wow, I'm looking at you different. I'm looking at you a little funny now. Like, that was scan of you.
Okay.
Like, maybe you leave something in the refrigerator at work.
Mm.
You get back there the next day and your food is gone. Hello. You probably gonna be like, wow, somebody ate my food. Y'all scam for that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it was me. I took some of Julie's skinny sister jelly or something like that.
That was you?
And
I saw her post that.
I put it on a roll.
You did?
It was pretty good.
That's crazy. I don't know how people can eat out of a work refrigerator. Let me start there. Y'all stronger than me. I couldn't do it.
There's some noodles in there. I got my eye on right now.
It's already
okay,
open.
We like that.
I don't know what people done did to stuff in there. Y'all tough. But that was very scandalous of you.
It's a piece of chicken in there. I got my eye on too.
And then you still owe me breakfast, and that's still scandalous of you too.
I do.
We didn't carry the debt into 2026.
I do. My bad.
So look, if there's somebody, you know, maybe your friend does something, you just might look at him and be like, girl, that was kind of scandalous. Like, why would you go to the club? Why would you lose when I had the outfit on?
Yeah, like, baby.
The Chiefs are scam for losing. I look slow. Why y'all do that to me? All right. That's the word for the day. Scan. Oh, use it. Don't abuse it in the workplace. If they ask you where you got it from, tell them your favorite cousin got you hip.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
827, high of 37. Currently, it is 29. Cloudy skies in Blue Springs. Ice-T opens up about the backlash he recently received after celebrating MLK Day in a post.
I'm saying something about Martin Luther King. Have a great day. I showed him getting arrested. And somebody said, that's coming from somebody who's married to a white woman. I'm like, well, what the hell does that got to do with anything? If you really listen to Martin Luther King's speeches, that's what's part of his dream.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Love who you want to love, but I don't think that's exactly what Unc Nell was saying.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Strong black.
But yeah, get down with yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
I'm strong black woman.
And that does not. That sounds like the quite opposite. Other news. Very tragic news. If you've been catching this story, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie wrote on her social media, quote, bring her home, pleading for people to pray for her missing 84-year-old mother. Authorities in Arizona have said little publicly, but investigators believe someone took Nancy Guthrie from her home against her will. Officials continued their overnight search for Nancy by using drones, dogs, and helicopters, and still in search for her mother, which is unfortunate. A lot of theories out there and rumors of who may have been around or who may have taken her mother from her home against her will, but nothing is solid yet. So
it is a nightmare. Praying for her.
Absolutely.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those intellectual, generous, and dependable Aquarius.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to entrepreneur and content creator, Tabitha Brown. Sending birthday love to stand-up comedian, who was also a writer on SNL. Happy birthday to Hannibal Buress. Sending a major birthday shout-out to rapper, actor, entrepreneur, and one of his newest endeavors, podcasting. Happy birthday to the bold man himself, Cameron. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to civil rights activist who was instrumental in the civil rights movement. And some call her the mother of the freedom movement. Happy heavenly birthday to Rosa Parks.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brandon Wright, Josue Darnell, and Kendra Green. Happy birthday, Robin Samuels, Victoria Stewart, and Robert Nicholson. us sending birthday love to Ashley Jones, Raquel Cobb, Robert McGowan, and everybody else born on February 4th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha, what you doing?
I'm on my way to work.
Get into that bag.
All right, what that check engine light looking like?
Just got turned off. So
okay,
get some work done.
I don't know that's right. All right. We handling business all 2026. All right, cousin, we got a shot to get you hooked up. Two tickets. New Edition will be here tomorrow at the T-Mobile Center. You can get that, and you can also automatically get qualified for the VIP meet and greet experience, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
All right. Don't be cruel.
Come on.
Cause I would never be that cruel to you.
Don't be cruel. Come on. Girl, you need to change your attitude. If y'all didn't know, in case y'all didn't know, that is my number one favorite song of all time.
I think we could tell.
Oh
my God.
I love this song so much. Bobby Brown, happy birthday, dog.
Oh my gosh.
All right, cousin Sasha, you walking away with those two tickets to go see New Edition on tomorrow, girl.
All right, thank you.
And your name is now also automatically qualified for the VIP meet and greet experience. Fingers across that you get it, but who you taking with you to the concert?
Probably my sister.
It's lit. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle the shot in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever been in a bad mood and ate 3 scoops of ice cream? Then after it's found yourself feeling worse and with a taste for pizza or chocolate candy? Believe it or not, food impacts your brain health. What is brain health? Part of it relates to the nutrients needed to supply energy to the brain, which can impact your mood. According to Broder with Psychology Today, the Economist magazine noted that mental health challenges and autoimmune disorders are interrelated. In other words, your gut health or digestive system can impact how your brain processes information. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine Online, the enteric nervous system, the gut, which communicates to our brain's central nervous system, the brain, may be sending mood signals when bowels are irritated or having problems. So if you're experiencing anxiety or depression all of a sudden, rule out poor gut health. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.